That's our ring. Time for lemonade. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Squire Skimp has urged Lum and Abner to go into the circus business and take him in as a third partner. As we look in on the little community today, Abner and Cedric are over at the circus grounds looking after the animals. And we find Ben Withers in the Jot'em Down store talking to Lum. Listen.
Oh, yeah, Ben, we've decided we're going in the circus business all right. Right square into it. You know, I hate to admit it, but I believe Abner might have made a pretty good deal when he taken over that circus.
Yes, Abner was certainly on his toes in that deal. You know, you might even make some money with it if it's handled right.
You know, I think I'll just get Grandpappy Spears to run the store for me here. Spend all my time helping Abner run the circus.
Well, that might be an excellent plan, Lum, but what about Squire Skimp?
Squire Skimp?
Fine. I just happened to run into Squire this morning and he left the impression that he was going to be in on the circus with you.
Oh, well, we ain't decided about that yet. We told Squire last night we'd think it over and let him know today, so we're studying.
Nice fellow, Squire. And far be it from me to cast any aspersions on a person of his fine character. But if I were you, I think I'd think it over very carefully before I allowed him to come into the enterprise as a third partner.
Huh?
Yes. He's tricky.
Well, I don't know, Ben. We need somebody that knows something about the circus business, and he claims he was with the Barnum and Bailey and the Hagenbeck and Wallace, and I don't know where he was or not. I do know he was with the Sneed and Reedy Carnival outfit. Anyway, he might be just the fella we're looking for.
He does seem to have a highly impressive background. He might be able to help you. He does seem to have a knack for putting things over no matter how bad they are. Yes, he might be just the man you need.
Oh, yeah, he'd be a good one to stand out there in front and make them speeches about what all we've got on the inside of the tent.
Barker, ballyhoo man, spieler, I believe is the term.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, he'll make a good one. And he's got some good ideas about how our circus ought to be run, too.
Well, that's highly desirable, but now about giving him a third interest in it.
Well, of course, that's the proposition he made.
Well, have you ever thought of just hiring him, paying him so much a month?
You mean not make him no partner at all?
Fine.
Grannies, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, that's the thing to do.
I'm sure that just as long as you keep Squire where he can't get his hands on the money, you'll have a very happy business relationship.
Oh, well, I ain't scared of him beating us out or nothing. I know him well enough to know you got to keep an eye on him.
Yes.
Well, don't you worry about him getting the best of me, no way. You know that old Eddard saying, it takes a crook to beat a crook. No, I don't believe that'll work very well there.
How's that, Lum?
Nothing. Anyway, I aim to see that Squire don't get to handle none of the cash money.
If you can arrange it that way, I believe he'll make you a very good man.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Abner. I hope he ain't made no deal with Squire already. That idea of yours about just hiring Squire to work on a salary is a good one.
From my discussion of the matter with him, I could tell he was highly anxious to become associated with you in this circus venture. As a matter of fact, I believe you could hire him for a song and sing it yourself. I think that's the way the saying goes.
Oh, yeah. Well, quick as he's seen that sawdust around there in a tent, it was just like an old fire.
Hi, Mom. Oh, hello there, Ben.
Yeah, come on in, Abner. I'm glad you come over.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't saw Squire Skimp today, have you?
Yes, I have. He was down there just a while ago. Wanted to know what we decided, and I told him we hadn't had a chance to talk it over yet.
Oh, that was very clever of you, Abner. Very.
Good for you, Abner.
Well, wait a minute here.
Well, I had better be running along. Willie the Boogler's watching the office, and I promised I'd be back by this time. He has an engagement of some kind. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right, Ben. So long.
Bye.
Yeah, so long, Ben. Say, Lum, what was you and Ben talking about just now when I come in?
Oh, nothing, Abner. You say Squire's coming over here?
Yeah, he said he'd be over here directly.
Well, listen, Abner, I've been turning that proposition of his and backwards and forwards over in my mind. I figured out the best way to do is just to hire him to work for us. Ain't no need in giving him a third interest. Just put him on a salary.
Well, that'll be fine if he'll do it.
Oh, well, he'll do it. Don't worry about that. The way he's hankering to get back in the circus business, we can hire him for a song and sing it ourselves.
Yeah, well, a body could tell he...
Huh?
Yeah, huh? What was that you said about hiring Squire to sing?
I never said nothing about him singing. I said we could hire him for a song and sing it ourselves.
Well, what's the use to hire him to do it if we're going to sing it ourselves?
We ain't going to sing it ourselves.
Well, regardless of who sings it, I don't believe we need no singing in the circus room. Folks comes there to see the animals.
Well, Abner, you've got it all mixed up. Ain't nobody going to sing no song.
Well, I'm proud you changed your mind about that.
I never changed my mind. I never meant for nobody to sing in the first place.
Oh, you just joshing about that, huh? I thought you meant it.
No, that's just an old Eddard saying of mine. I mean that Squire's anxious to get in the circus that we can hire him cheap. Hire him for a song and sing it ourselves.
Well, that's cheap enough. We better do it then, if we can.
Well, that was my views on it. That's a heap better than giving him a third interest.
Oh, I reckon it.
Wait a minute. I believe that's him coming there next.
Why, no. I still got my doubts about him doing it, though. He's a hard fella to deal with.
Well, howdy, Squire. Come in, come in. We're waiting for you.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Come on back and sit down, Squire. We were just talking about you.
Yeah, we sure was.
Yeah, we've got a little different proposition to offer you from what we was talking about original yesterday.
Yeah, how's this, Squire? She's only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see.
What's eating him?
You may think that she's happy and free from care. She's not, though she seems to be.
Just what do you think you're doing?
Will you take it, Squire?
Take what, Abner?
Will you work for that?
I don't believe I know what you mean, Abner.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I know what he's doing now. Don't pay no attention to him, Squire. Sit down.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Lum.
Never thought it'd work in the first place.
Squire, me and Abner's been talking over this proposition of yours, and whilst we'd love to have you in the circus with us the worst way, we ain't going to take in no third partner. Now, if you want to go to work for us on a salary, we're ready to talk business with you.
Well, that sort of depends, Lum. How much of a salary do you gentlemen figure you can pay? With all the experience I've had in this business, I should demand a pretty good salary, you know.
Well, I think so.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, no.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll start you off at $100 a month, and if the circus is going good, we'll raise your salary along. Live and let live is my motto.
Well, Lum, if you'll turn me loose and let me turn this into an A-number-one circus, I'll take you up on that offer.
Well, that's what we want you to do, Squire. Just take a hold of it and show us where we can improve it.
Yes, well, you see, the way it is now, there's no show to it. It's just a collection of animals on display.
That's right.
Well, there's some of them I want to get shut up. We ain't got no use for over there. Like that cow. She ain't no circus animal.
Well, now, there's where you're wrong, Abner. That is a sacred cow from India. I recall telling you that.
Yeah, that's what he called her, Abner.
Well, maybe so. I know we ain't got no use for them two hound dogs we got over there, though.
Well, I was wondering about that myself. Of course, it might possibly be that they are imported English foxhounds. Yes, yes, now to think about it, that's exactly what they are. Imported English foxhounds, the two favorite hunting dogs of King George himself.
Hmm.
Well, I do know.
And, of course, it'll be a good source to get members of our flea circus from. In fact, from my observation this morning, we're a little overstocked.
The thing we got to get shut of is them rabbits they had. Grannies, they're just taking the place. Last count, Cedric said we had 411 of them.
One of our main attractions, Lum. The largest single collection of genuine Belgium hairy rabbits in the world today.
Hmm.
Well, I figure those rabbits will draw as many people in there as a white elephant.
Our white elephant?
Not now, men, not now. We will have the only white elephant on exhibition in America today. You've got the elephant, I'll get the whitewash.
Whitewash?
Well, we got to get shut of them white mice before they run them elephants off.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. That's one of our biggest attractions. Why, we're the only people of today that are able to exhibit before the good people of this country a collection of the sacred white mice honored in worship at the Temple of Aknahad. And now that lion you've got over there. That is the most ferocious beast in captivity today, brought to this country with a great expense to the government and the loss of 14 lives. Hooray, hooray, excuse me, I got a little carried away.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going, Abner?
I'm going over there to the circus and look at them animals again.
Well, that's all you've did for a week, sit and look at them.
Yeah, but I never noticed just now how wonderful they are. I told you, Lum, we got a fortune.
Well, I've been in on this deal from the beginning, and I never knew that... Hey, Abner, wait till I get my hat. I'll go with you.